Good morning to you. 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 And you over there. I want to thank you for tuning into another episode of Daily Gifts. I am your host, The Gifted Mathis, here to bring you your message for today, to help inspire you for today, tomorrow, and forevermore.
I want to welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And thank you for tuning in to another episode. It is great to be connected with you. And this time, not only in spirit, but through these channels that we're getting ready to connect. And just yesterday, I ran into an old brother who was doing exceptionally well, and life caught him. You know, life caught him. He is now going through a season of struggle, a season of sharpening, a season of surrendering, a season of reflection, a season of questioning. And he, as a mature man, I think he's probably like in his late mid-50s, is having to question life. And as we started having a conversation, man, I can just feel it. Like I felt that he was going through some things. And I'm the type that I love struggles. That's been all my life. Like I've been challenged with so many things that I've never been asked to put in, whether it's, you know, all the way from a child to not having my mother and father, to, you know, going through the system, all those things, to being an adult, you know, not having the right tools, not having the right mindset, right understanding, to even have just a basic average life. You know, majority of my family either addicted to drugs or, you know, behind bars. Really, that was expected of me. And as I was talking to him again, I really understand struggle. I really understand tough times. That's one of my favorite verses in the Bible is James 1:2. If you start to really understand that, it starts to shift your perspective and it starts to give you a better understanding that although you may be going through things, you can come out something greater. Now, as I was speaking with him, he brought up a dude that we both know, a mutual friend, and he asked me, "Hey, have you spoke to him?" And I said, "No, I forgot about the guy. It's been years." And he said something really interesting that I think you need to really catch. If you're going through something right now, I really want you to understand this. If you believe you're going to go through something again, I want you to really get this. He said, "The reason why," and I'm not going to say the guy's name, such and such, is, you know, continue to attack, to continue to have courage, to continue to never give up, and to continue to thrive. It's because he's been homeless before. I've never been that low." And I said, "Whoa." It caught me. And I said, "Wow, I've been homeless before. I've been locked up before. I've had my freedom taken away multiple times. I've been in situations where I was just rock bottom." And when you have seen that level of life, when you've really been homeless, like literally homeless, don't know how you're going to feed yourself, begging for another human being to allow you to continue to have life, when you've really had that experience, it does something different to you. It makes you move a certain way with gratitude, with understanding that, man, I've seen the lowest of lows. Now it's only up from here. I've seen the lowest of lows that if I'm ever there again, I know I'll survive. And what happens is many of you, when you start going through trials and tribulations, you start going through things, you get so afraid of seeing the bottom that you do anything to stay mediocre, to stay just from touching bottom, like you're barely surviving. And your greatest success is on that other side of just letting go and fully going into something instead of just trying to be average and barely make it through. And that's why I'm great. That's why I continue to elevate, because I don't care if I go homeless. I don't care if I lose everything. I don't live for that. I don't live to be on the defense all the time. I live to be the greatest person I can be, who God created me to be. I don't worry about what I can lose. And that's one of the greatest fears that many have, is losing this and that. Like, I didn't lose. Good woman. I didn't lost money. I didn't lost my children that I haven't seen in years. Like, I didn't lost so much that I don't live worrying about what I'm gonna lose. I'm there focused on the gain. I'm there focused on whatever God has for me today. I want all of that. And the problem is, you get so caught up in, I don't want to look like, you know, someone who's homeless, or I want to look like this. So now you're maxing out your money, just to be able to look like something you're not. I don't want to, you know, have to, you know, lose this person because now they're going to know we're together for 3-4 years and now we're separated. So I just hold on to it and have a mediocre relationship knowing that someone's better for me out there. No way. I cut things off immediately. If it doesn't work for me, if it doesn't align with my goals and my future and what I know God has called me to be, guess what? I'm up out of there. And that's why I'm able to elevate so quick. That's why at my age, I'm doing at the 1% of the United States when it comes to income. That's why I have a beautiful marriage. That's why I'm going to have kids who change the world. That's why I'm able to get through any challenge that comes my way because I understand nothing can break me. I've already been broken and I would not be broken again. So many of you may need to get to that point where you're just all the way down. And you see what it feels like. So that way you can continue to come up. Understand that your focus shouldn't be on not touching the bottom. Your focus should be on let's get up and let's continue to rise up. So stop being afraid of the worst that can happen. And let the worst know, you know what? Even if I do have to face you, I'm still going to keep rising up.
Your life was created for a specific purpose, at this time, right on time. Do you know what that is? Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and follow on Instagram at Gifted Mathis.